can you maybe define in two or three sentences what repentance to God means?
Hvad kan du definere, yep. Hvad er et par sætninger, hvad er omvendelse til Gud?
Okay, that's a good question. What is repentance?
Hvad er omvendelse? Det er et godt spørgsmål.
There's no salvation without repentance.
Der er ingen frelse uden omvendelse.
Jesus said, unless you repent, you will perish.
Og Jesus sagde, at hvis ikke I omvender, så vil I gå fortabt.
Yeah.
180.
Yeah, well let me, I'll give you some ideas.
Jeg giver nogle forslag.
You can illustrate it in many ways.
Du kan illustrere det på mange måder.
But remember, Jesus came preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Jesus han prædiker, Guds rige er kommet nær.
Repent and believe the gospel.
Omvend jer og tro evangeliet.
Okay, what is the kingdom of God but the reign of God?
Hvad er Guds rige?
Yeah, being in the kingdom of God means being under God's reign and rule.
Det at være Guds rige, det betyder at være under Guds herredømme og hans
In the first century at least, if you was in a kingdom, then it meant you had a king over you.
Hvis i det første århundrede, så betød det at være i et kongerige, så havde du en konge over dig.
You can't be in a kingdom without having a king over you.
Du kan ikke være i et kongedømme uden at have en konge over dig.
Jesus said of the Pharisees, they will not have this man, him, reign over them.
Farisæerne sagde, at de vil ikke have den her mand til at herske over dem.
God created man originally in the kingdom of God.
Gud han skabte mennesket til oprindeligt være i Guds rige.
In the garden though, we sinned and we was put out of the kingdom of God.
Så vi syndede i haven og var blevet taget bort fra Guds rige.
Well, Jesus says, you know, Adam chose to go his own way, the way of the devil, to decide what's right and wrong himself. This is man's position now.
Ja, menneskets udgangspunkt er det samme som Adams, hvor han valgte at gøre sin egen ting og være sin egen herre.
You will be like God. You'll be your own God.
Du kan være din egen Gud.
Knowing good and evil, you decide what's good and evil.
Sagde djævlen.
Well, that's how man lives, doesn't he?
Det er den måde mennesket lever på, er det ikke?
Well, the kingdom of God is at hand. The reign of God is at hand. To repent is to turn back and come under His rule.
Guds rige er kommet nær, så omvend jer, kom tilbage til Guds rige.
There are people who say they believe, but you know they just live their life how they like. They don't care what the Bible says.
Ja, der er nogen, der siger, de tror, men de lever bare den måde, som de gerne selv vil leve på.
But you can't be in a kingdom without having a king over you.
Men du kan ikke være i kongeriget uden at have en konge over dig.
Yeah, but you. That's the repentance is not what saves us.
Men det er ikke omvendt. Det er ikke det, at vi omvender os, der frelser os.
To use an example, if we sin against the court, we can go to the court and say, I've done wrong and I'm going to live right from now on.
For eksempel, hvis I forestiller en retssal, jeg har gjort noget forkert, siger man, og nu vil jeg begynde at leve rigtigt.
But that's not going to help. We need to pay the crime.
Men det hjælper ikke noget, for vi skal stadigvæk betale den straf,
before
som
we
vores
can be right
overtrædelse.
The court. Yeah. Well, Jesus said, "Repent and believe the good news."
Så I skal omvende jer og tro evangeliet, sagde Jesus.
You see, it's what Christ has done why we come back and we turn to God through that.
Måden vi kommer tilbage i Guds rige er ved at tro på hvad Kristus har gjort.
But the Bible also speaks in Hebrews, right in the text there in 6, what repentance from dead works, from trusting in our works.
Men vi skal også omvende os for vores gerninger, døde gerninger.
Mm. So you know, you think of Matthew, rise up, follow him, following Christ from now on.
Det er ligesom Matthæus rejste og følg Jesus.
I think of repentance illustrated in the parable of two sons.
Prøv at forestille dig i lignelsen med de to sønner.
You know where he said a father had two sons and he told them to do certain things.
Far havde to sønner, han sagde at de skulle gøre nogle ting.
Yeah. And one said,
og en sagde,
he would go and do it but he never did.
Og en sagde, jeg vil gøre det, men han gjorde det aldrig.
Okay. The other, at first he said no, but afterwards he changed his mind and he went.
Ja, og men den anden han sagde nej, men senere så ændrede han sin mening, han vendte sig om og gjorde hans faders vilje.
That's an illustration of repentance in action there.
Det er en illustration med omvendelse i aktion der.
If he had just have changed his mind but he didn't go,
hvis han bare ombestemte sig, men han ikke gik,
that would have just been regret.
Det ville bare have været ærgelse.
Not true repentance.
Men ikke sand omvendelse.
But the fact that he went, he followed, he proved by his actions. You know, what we do proves what we believe.
Det vi gør, det viser hvad vi tror.
What did James say? Faith without works is dead.
Jakob han sagde at tro uden gerninger er en død tro.
Faith is not works.
tro er ikke gerninger.
But I, let me give you a couple of illustrations.
Prøv lige at høre et par illustrationer på det her.
Supposing every time you see me, I tell you I'm an excellent swimmer.
Prøv at forestille jer, hver eneste gang I ser mig, så siger jeg, at jeg er en fantastisk svømmer.
I say, you know, I went to the swimming baths and I raced that guy in the Olympics with the big feet. And beat him.
Yeah. I don't think I got that.
Okay.
You're going too fast.
Okay, I went to the swimming baths, the pool, and I beat a guy in the Olympics.
Og jeg slog den her mand i Olympiaden.
And every time you see me, I'm telling you what a great swimmer I am.
Ja,
I'm so confident.
Gang du ser mig, så fortæller jeg, hvor en god og dygtig svømmer jeg er.
I dive in the water and rescue people.
Ja, jeg dykker ned i vandet og redder mennesker.
And then one day you went to the local swimming pool.
Og en dag så ser du mig i den lokale svømmepool.
And you look down the pool and there's one of those baby pools about 3 foot deep.
Og så ser du ind i de der baby svømmebassiner, hvor der næsten ikke er noget vand i.
And you see me on the side, but I've got 3 life jackets on.
Du ser mig på siden med 3 redningsveste på.
I've got armbands all the way up my arms.
De der, ja, for at holde mig op.
And then I'm holding to the ladder saying, I don't want to go in.
Og jeg holder fast i stigen, jeg vil ikke i.
Okay, I see you next time. I'm a great swimmer, I am.
Og så næste gang du ser mig, så siger du, jeg er en fantastisk svømmer.
You don't believe me, do you?
Så tror du mig ikke.
Yeah, because what we do proves what we really believe.
Fordi sådan som vi gør, det viser hvad vi tror.
You know, I heard saving faith once described as this.
Jeg hørte engang frelsens tro beskrevet sådan her.
You have 2 high-rise buildings.
Der er 2 høje bygninger.
And let's say Peter here, there's one of those, you know, those tightrope wires like they have at the circus going from one building to another.
Prøv at forestille dig, der var en stor wire, der gik fra den ene side til den anden, den ene bygning til den anden.
And you see Peter with one of those poles and he's walking across to the other side and then he walks back.
Og jeg for eksempel kunne gå fra den ene side til den anden med sådan en pind for at holde balancen.
And he comes down to you and he says, do you believe I could walk across there and back on a pole?
Jeg tror på, at jeg kunne gå fra den ene side til den anden.
And you say, yeah, I believe you, I saw you, just do it.
Ja, jeg så du, det kunne du godt gøre.
And then next minute he goes across it again, this time with a wheelbarrow.
Så går jeg over det igen bagefter med en trillebør.
And Peter comes down to you and he says, do you believe I can walk across that tightrope there with holding a wheelbarrow?
Tror du jeg kan gå over der med en trillebør?
And you say, yeah, of course I believe you.
Ja, selvfølgelig tror jeg det.
And he says, get in the wheelbarrow.
Så kom op i trillebøren.
You know, that's saving faith.
Det er frelsen tro.
And trust, it's more than intellectual assent there.
Det er mere end bare en intellektuel ting.
Trust in our life with God.
Stol på Guds ord.
Yeah, of course, I won't go for time, but you get the prodigal son, an example of repentance there. He comes to his right mind.
Også den fortabte søn, der ligesom besinder sig.
Thank you so much. That was really good.